Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a veteran jazz cad, acclaimed saxophonist, and a man that can compose a solid tune. That was Jimmy Green with the tune Your Great Name off the 2014 Grammy-nominated CD Beautiful Life that was a celebration of the life of his six-year-old daughter, Anna Marquez Green, whose life was tragically taken with 19 other children and six educators on December 14, 2012 at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newton, Connecticut. I had the chance to catch up with Jimmy recently to talk about a very good life in music and moving on after such a tragic event. He had some profound thoughts on music. Have a listen.
For me, honestly, the helpful part wasn't necessarily the release of the album, but the process of going through, you know, and writing the music, you know, and cathartic, I hesitate to use that word because there was really no, you know, brightness at the end of the process or whatever. There's the grief process is long and ongoing and still going on today, you know, so it's helpful for me as a musician to have, you know, an outlet to express feelings and thoughts and emotions and that words just can't, you know.
So Jimmy is firmly from the East Coast. He's a native of Hartford, Connecticut, and he is considered one of the most respected saxophonists of his generation since he graduated from the Hart School of Music back in 1997. These days, his quartet performs regularly in jazz venues, festivals, and clubs worldwide, and he has actually himself been on 75 albums as a sideman, and he has toured or recorded with Horace Silver, Tom Harrell, Freddie Hubbard, Harry Connick Jr., Kenny Barron, Lewis Nash, and so many others. Downbeat Magazine has called him one of the 25 young rising stars in jazz, and he is no stranger to getting good brass to recognize his prowess. In 2013, he got the State of Connecticut Governor's Arts Award in Music and the City of Hartford's Innovator in Music. In 2004, he was the winner of the Chamber Music America's New Works, a creation and presentation grant for jazz composition. These days, he is the coordinator of jazz studies and an assistant professor of music at Western Connecticut State University in Danbury, Connecticut. He's an evolved jazz cat that is poised to keep fans happy for many years to come. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from that town off 18 and Vine that has all-night jazz rambles and rumbles with the Battle of the Bands and now fosters one of the finest nightclubs in the world with the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to rumble with the finest jazz we can deliver like a punch to your precious music-loving jaw. And as we move on here on the show, let's get one more from Jimmy at one of the most famous clubs in the world. This is the turn Reaffirmation live at Birdland in 1999 as the show moves on.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jimmy Green, saxophonist from Connecticut, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito. We'll be right back.
was the legendary pianist, composer, and arranger Horace Silver with the tune Hippie off the 2013 CD The Jazz Collection. Along with being a prolific jazz innovator, he was a huge influence on the life of Jimmy. He talked about it during an interview with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
I named some of my former mentors, but, you know, I learned a ton from working with Horace Silver, you know. I learned a lot about just listening to him comp, the rhythm and the intensity with which he played all the time, you know, and how much he perspired. He had to change shirts between sets because he was working so hard, you know. And he was, at that point in life, he was around 70, maybe a little older by the time I started working with him. And you know, he was so fiery when he was on stage and so supportive of all of our efforts as young musicians, you know.
So we all need a good start. Jimmy got a boost from Horace, but for Horace, it was Stan Getz in 1950 that discovered him and helped him punch his proverbial jazz ticket. From there, Horace would spend his career becoming a central architect of what the world would know as hard bop. From the iconic modern day bassist Christian McBride, we give you the tune Get Into It, and that's his mantra, of his latest and very well received CD, Bringing It, circa 2017, as we keep bringing it on here on this hour of Neon Jazz Kids.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jeremy Pelt.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino.
That was jazz, French horn, extraordinaire, and studio master Ken Wiley with his take on Bag's Groove off the 2014 CD Jazz Horn Redux. This cat has been in L.A. for quite some time, but his life began in St. Joseph, Missouri, and he spent some quality time on the streets of Kansas City learning from the best and garnering a solid backbone. These days, he's a storied composer and producer with appearances with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra, the Charlie Rouse Quintet, and many others. And he also performs on soundtracks for Family Guy, The Cleveland Show, American Dad, and he's worked with cats like Lenny Kravitz over the years. So how did all of this begin for Ken? Neon Jazz caught up with him recently, and he had this to say about loving music and the French horn.
Somehow my mother left a French horn in the dining room with a classic English dude who was this guy, Dennis Brain, who was like the master of the French horn. And for some reason, I gravitated to that instrument in seventh grade and haven't put it down since. I can't really tell you why.
As we always establish on this program, we're only as good as those that teach us or those we learn from. And one of the essential cats in Ken's life was tenor sax cat Warren Marsh. And as we slip into the tune What's New off the 2016 CD Tickletoe, let's have a listen to Ken talk about Warren's influence.
I listened to jazz, and when I got to L.A., I studied with a guy named Warren Marsh, who was with a group called Super Sax. We'd go over to his house, and he's, you know, taught me how to, you know, work on stuff. But I had to do it on my own, you know. No mentors at that time, ever, you know. Hi, this is Ken Wiley, French horn recording artist from Los Angeles, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe D'Amino, Kansas City, Missouri.
Young and free, hangs around a certain tree, singing serenades that tell his love is true. That's because it's the natural thing to do. When a sad moonstruck cow would be glad to make a vow, when she lifts her head and sighs a lonely moon, that's because it's the natural thing to do. And you know, every dove has its heart set on love. Squirrels too, and they should. And you know a woodchuck would. When a boy such as I tries so hard to qualify with a very lovely lady such as you, can't you see it's the natural thing to do?
That was the legendary jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, composer, and big band leader, J.D., or the man most of the world called Jimmy Dorsey, joined by his orchestra with the 1936 song It's the Natural Thing to Do off the LP Pennies from Heaven. So this boy from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, was the son of a coal miner turned music teacher, and his older brother was, of course, Tommy Dorsey, who had become a legend. Together with his trombone brother Tommy, they formed Dorsey's Novelty Six, one of the first jazz bands to ever broadcast on radio. From there, the universe was his. Right from the ripe jazz streets of Chicago, we move on to a great vocalist and jazz mind. This is Henda Hoffman with the tune I'll Never Be the Same off the 2017 CD Driftin' at the Lake as we keep on moving down this jazz river known as Neon Jazz.
Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. I'll never be the same since we're apart. Though there's a lie that a smile may hide, I know down deep
be the same. I'll never be the same again. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds are singing, tell me it's spring. I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache. Same since we're apart, though there's a lot that a smile can hide. I know down deep inside I'll never be the same, never be the same again. I'll never be the same, never be the same again.
Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
That was the story, jazz alto saxophonist and clarinetist Pat Longo with his super big band with the tune Come What May off the 1991 CD Here's That Swing Thing. And our final waltz into the jazz is from right here in Kansas City, capping off the fourth annual Charlie Parker celebration at the Folly Theater on the evening of August 26, 2017. What a great night. During the performance of the Jazz Experience, Rhythm Changes, the artist in residence, Tavon Pentecott and Sullivan Fortner, were joined by the legendary Bobby Watson on stage and a lot of other special guests. This was them playing like it was the last jazz song on earth, so dig it the most. And thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another KC gem, always giving you the finest each time that on-air light clicks into a loud red. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Send us a suggestion and a story. We always dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Experience.
Jazz.